Welcome to Veterinary Advice, Animal News, and Views, the show dedicated to pets and the people who love them. Brought to you by Dr. Roger HolisticVet.com, the place for safe and effective natural healing for dogs and cats. Now, here's your host, practicing veterinarian, Dr. Roger Welton.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Veterinary Advice, Animal News, and Views. I'm your host, practicing veterinarian Roger Welton, coming to you from the Florida Space Coast. Not live with you tonight. This is a pre-recorded broadcast. Kind of hit or miss in the summer whether or not I'm available to do live broadcasts. So obviously we will not be doing live calls tonight, but one way you can always consistently contribute to the show is to send us an email with any questions, concerns, comments regarding anything we talk about here on the show. It could be even unrelated material, something that you would like to just simply ask about your pet. I love audience participation, so please feel free to email us anytime. The email address is comments@web-dvm.net, comments@web-dvm.net. We do have one email question tonight, and I'll be addressing that shortly. The title of tonight's program is Something Wrong With Your Pet, on the Side of Caution. It's a cautionary tale, something, a real experience that happened to me this week. As a practicing doctor, I saw a particular case that really I felt compelled to share with everyone. I did blog about it, and I also wanted to broadcast to you about it tonight. So we'll get to that in just a moment. Let's talk about our one and only email question. And this one was sent in by Christina of Hollywood Hills, California. And this is what Christina had to write. I loved your blog post about turmeric and am interested in treating my dog with it. He is an 11-year-old Yorkie who suffers from repeated flare-ups of spinal disc herniations in his back. Is this an appropriate use of turmeric? Would you please elaborate on the actual dosing specifications? He's about 8 pounds. Thank you so much. So turmeric has medicinal qualities. And if you're interested in learning more about turmeric directly, we did an entire episode about it. So go ahead and look through the archives. I also did a blog post about it, not at my web-dvm.net blog, but at my drrogerholisticvet.com blog. I'm all over the place, ladies and gentlemen. So that's Dr. Roger Holistic Vet is more of a holistic site. It's there for people who are interested in natural healing, basically utilizing natural things that have medicinal qualities that help to holistically treat the animal. So you're not just treating the symptom, treating the disease. You are propping up the whole body to enable it to do what it does best, which is heal itself. If you're interested in that sort of thing, obviously, drrogerholisticvet.com is a great place to visit. Web-dvm.net is more of a informational site. I do have a blog there as well. It's a general veterinary information site. It kind of includes a little bit of everything, Western medicine as well, holistic medicine, news, and things like that. So they're both a little bit different, have a little bit different of a flavor. I would encourage you to check out both of them. But let's answer Christina's question tonight. Turmeric, yes, it is an appropriate use of turmeric. Disc herniations of the back are very common in dogs, especially common in our little dogs. Clearly, we've got a Yorkie we're talking about here. Turmeric would be a great additive. The cool thing about turmeric, it is an Asian spice, so it's quite tasty. You could probably add it directly to the food. You don't want to start off with too much, though. We don't want to upset the tummy. For a dog this size, I'd probably do about an eighth of a teaspoon for about a week and then increase it to a quarter teaspoon, just kind of sprinkle it around in the food. Most dogs really like it. So that's the other cool thing about turmeric. It is very easy to administer. So take baby steps at first, eighth of a teaspoon for about a week, and then bump that up to about a quarter teaspoon. I would also advise, considering, and you did mention if you're going down this route, you're in California, very proactive type of state when it comes to natural healing, alternative type medicine. I would strongly advise acupuncture and therapy laser for this dog as well if you have not already gone there. I would also recommend a good, high-quality veterinary-grade joint chew that also, it's going to be very comprehensive. Glucosamine, MSM, omega-3 fatty acids, and chondroitin. All of those things you want in a joint chew. So some good ones out there. Dasaquin is one of my favorites. DrRogerHolisticVet.com, as a matter of fact, has one of that type of joint shoe for little dogs as well. The formula was designed by yours truly, and it's something most dogs really like them. They're quite tasty. So another place for you to look there, Christina. Thank you very much for your contribution. Wish you the best of luck with your little dog. So tonight's topic, this is a cautionary tale, and, you know, it's we're not going to be on the air very long because it's going to be kind of brief, but however brief, it's still extremely important, a good lesson for all everyone to learn, including veterinarians. So there is a retired gentleman that frequents my clinic. He's got 5 pets, great man, wonderful to work with, loves his animals, and takes great care of them. So he brought in his Siberian Husky. She's about 9 years old. Her name is Mia. Wonderful dog. Just a sweetie pie of a dog. And the dog seemed fine to me. You know, he walks in. She just trots right in. And I said, what can I do for you? You know, she'd just been in the office a week before. I gave her a clean bill of health. Everything seemed fine. She just got her immunizations, heartworm screening. She's on her way. So I was just a little bit surprised when I saw that she was in my office 1 week later. And he had noted that earlier in the day, she was kind of playing out by the road, and a teenager that lives in the gentleman's neighborhood was driving by, texting on his phone, and he's going slow, luckily, quite slow, but he wasn't paying attention. He ended up clipping the dog, just kind of clipped her on her side. She fell over. It wasn't a very hard impact. The owner was obviously quite perturbed and annoyed with the kid, you know, give him a good little talking to about the cell phone. Hopefully a good lesson learned. The kid felt bad, but still, you know, the dog got clipped by the car and, you know, not good. So one of the cautionary tales is, folks, anybody texting and driving, don't do it. It's so bad. It causes so many accidents every year. And if you know people that do it, discourage them. It's just terrible. But that's not the cautionary tale. but that is one thing to take away from this experience. But he brought Mia in because Mia was acting fine. She seemed completely normal. She was trotting around. She was playful. She seemed no worse for the wear. She didn't even feel painful on the side where she was clipped. The gentleman was actually strongly considering not even bringing her in, just kind of doing a wait-and-see approach. But something was nagging at him, wanted her looked at. He just assumed, oh, I'll come in. I'll pay the office visit. You know, for what I pay for the office visit, the peace of mind that I'll get from it is priceless. So brings her in. And you know, I agreed with him. She looked great. I'm looking her over, and you know, the dog looked just fine. And ultimately, though, as I was palpating her abdomen, I felt an enlargement towards the front of her abdomen, and it was something that I didn't feel the week before. Plus, she winced, and she actually yelped a little bit as I was feeling the area. And then when I checked her gums, they looked a little bit on the pale side. So, you know, I was instantly concerned. We recommended some x-rays, and the x-rays, sure enough, showed that she had what's known as a splenic hematoma. A hematoma is a swelling of the spleen. The capsule kind of bubbles out, I guess is the best way to put it, because of internal pressure. Usually it means there's a broken blood vessel within the spleen, and that pressure causes the spleen to distend. And in this case, I saw effusion in the abdomen. So I determined that likely this was a splenic hematoma that had ruptured probably from the impact of the automobile, even though it was a very light impact. It was enough to rupture that spleen. So I took blood work and found that she was anemic, which confirmed my suspicions that she was losing blood in her abdomen. She's internally bleeding. Anemia just means low red blood cells, and so, you know, this was an emergency situation. We got her right into surgery. And ultimately, I got in there. The abdomen was a bloodbath. I had to suction out a lot of blood and very quickly ligate the spleen and ligate the blood vessels that feed the spleen, that is, and quickly get that spleen out of there as soon as possible. That ultimately stopped the hemorrhage. And when I looked around in the abdomen, I didn't see any other source of bleeding. So we were pretty convinced it was just coming from the spleen. We closed her up, and luckily we got to her in time that she hadn't lost too much blood internally. She was, you know, she didn't really need a transfusion, and And that's a good thing because that can get a little bit expensive. But we do blood transfusions in dogs, but she narrowly escaped the necessity for that. But ultimately, I talked to the gentleman after the surgery, and I basically told him, you know, it's a good thing you erred on the side of caution, because had you waited, she probably would have bled out internally and died within, I would say, 3 to 4 hours, possibly sooner. And, you know, it would have been a matter of him probably, you know, leaving her at the side of the couch, petting her on the head, she falls asleep, she never wakes up. You know, that would have been that kind of scenario, and that's something he would have had probably a hard time reconciling and forgiving himself for. And ultimately, even though the dog seemed fine, having taken the initiative to bring her in saved her life. She was far from fine. And that's one of the things, folks, that we have to always remember with the animals. We have to remember with our felines and canines, especially our felines, because they're so good at hiding signs of weakness, pain, debilitation, what have you. But the dogs can be very good at it, too. They naturally suppress the showing of pain, the exhibiting of pain, the exhibiting of weakness. Because animals, by their nature, in a wild setting, they don't want to show pain or weakness, because once they do, the other animals, life in the wild is tough, nature can be cruel, the other animals will start to take advantage of them, they will predate upon them, they will chase them out of territory, they will steal their food, steal their mates. It's a very cruel world out there in nature, and the animals instinctively know it, so they instinctively hide signs of pain. And because of that, a lot of things tend to go under the radar. So if in doubt, bring the pet in. All it costs you is an examination, maybe a little bit of a diagnostic workup, but ultimately, when you err on the side of caution, I can't tell you how many times lives have been saved. And I can't tell you how many times when people did not opt for caution and bring them in, where they made the mistake of either having a pet that needed an aggressive and expensive and invasive level of treatment because of it, or worse, the pet died. It's happened time and again in my career, and of course I've had instances like this where the pet owner decided to just have the pet seen, and ultimately we find something and we can deal with it before it's out of hand. So that's my big message to you tonight is, if in doubt, bring the pet in. If you have a pet that potentially consumes something toxic and they seem fine and they're not acting nauseous and, you know, they seem no worse for the wear, just assume that that may not be the case. I don't want to turn you all into worry warts. It's not my intention. But I just want to encourage you to do your due diligence and just, you know, an incident like any kind of trauma, like the one I just described, where you may not think there's anything to it, ultimately there could be, and we don't want to have your pet pay the ultimate price. So that is our show for this evening. I do thank you for taking the time to listen, and please keep the email comments and questions coming. I will be coming to you live periodically this summer, but as I said, it's hit or miss. There's so much going on for me this summer personally. I do have, you know, my website, the clinic, and of course the busiest part of my life, my 6 and almost 4-year-old children that are off from school who need to be constantly entertained. So I'll come to you live when I can. I always expect that, you know, if you tune in live, there's a flip of a coin chance that I may be taking live calls, but one of the sure ways you can always reach me is by email. Thanks again for listening, folks. Have a great evening.
Taking charge of your future starts with taking the first steps. And saving up to $30 a month on Cox Internet with the Affordable Connectivity Program makes those steps easy to take. Whether they bring you to click upload on your first short film or join now for an online book club. Applying is easy. See if you qualify at cox.com/ACP. Non-transferable, 1 per household. Application and eligibility decisions are made by the FCC.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.